Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. New people, new sounds. New mutant plant monster living inside the walls. New lies. Same walls. Same star. Same hell. Same to-do list. Get the engine running. Get out. Get home. Take as many people as you can. Save as many people as you can. Don't let them get to you. Keep it together. Don't die. Be a big girl and don't die.
I'm doing this all wrong. Let's start over.
Hour one. Day... Who in the name of God is even keeping track anymore? Reveille. 4 hours and 13 minutes of rack time. Sleep high score, at least since I got back. How much of a handicap do the nightmares give you? Wrong word. Not nightmares. There's no night in space, so there's no nightmares. Just flashes. Do they count? Does any of this count? Get up. Get moving. Get the jump on the day. The night. The... whatever. Hour two. Rhea checked in with me. She was then. This is now. Hera's polite. Her programming forces her to be. But I'm not an idiot. I hear what she's really saying.
Will that be all? Or is there anything else I can do for our resident manipulative, backstabbing, murderous psycho demon from hell?
No, Hera. That will be all.
Excellent, Captain. Please let me know if I can assist in breaking every bone in your body, throwing you out of an airlock, and leaving you to die a horrible, painful death.
I wonder if she'd be more or less angry if she knew the truth. Hour five. Rally the troops. Give them the big speech. I've said these words 1,000 times.
All personnel should report to the shuttle for repair duty. Please try to contain your excitement.
We need to figure out what's going on with the central cooling system.
What's coming up the main power, but why the heat shield keeps shorting out
if we ever want to get off this tin can.
You know the rules.
You know the rules.
You know the rules.
Check in at the top of every hour, keep an eye on your environmentals, and no using the heavy-duty gear if you're by yourself. Make sure someone's there to rush you to medical when things go horribly wrong. Use the buddy system.
We laughed at that line the first time.
Years later, it makes Officer Eiffel crack a smile.
It's a different man, but he's in the same place, hearing the same joke, with the same virus working its way through his system. Variations on a theme, but does he know how it ends? What happens when he gets to—
Stop. Focus. Get off this station. Don't wander. Don't wander.
Be a big girl.
Don't look back.
Don't die.
Hour 6, power couplings. Hour 10, control panel. Hour 14, busted fuel regulator. Hour 15, reroute. Repair. Recalibrate. Get this goddamn engine to work. Hour 17, overtime. First dizzy spell of the day. Shake it off. Keep going. Don't stop. Stay off the Hephaestus. Forward. Forward. Don't look back. This can work. This will work. This did work. I made it work. I made it out. And then...
Fast
rewind.
Forward.
I'm back. Go straight to the Hephaestus. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Meet the new gang. Same as the old gang.
Sequel's never as good as the first movie. Hour 20. Winding down. Tech report from Rhea.
Hera. I get the tech report from Hera. Same tech, different person.
Hera. Rhea. Hera, Rhea.
Same letters, different order. Everything changes. Everything stays the same.
Everything. Except him. He never goes away. He never changes. Dr. Constant. We'll have to do something about that. I wonder if he still thinks about them. If he still turns a corner and sees flashes of Fourier and Hui giggling over their star charts. I wonder if he hears echoes of Fisher coming out of engineering. Did it stop for him? When does it stop? No. Focus. Work. Be here. Be now. Don't stop to remember. Don't stop to think. Stay away from the ghosts. It's all different. It's all the same. Rhea, Hera, Selberg, Hilbert, Lovelace. Me. Whoever I am now. I can do this. I will do this. I'll do it faster. Better. Deal with crazier. Won't die harder. I'll fix this goddamn engine. Get them out. Go home.
You can never go home. You were home. And now you're back. And you can never go back.
Hour 24. Review the to-do list for tomorrow. Go over my assets. Zero friends. Zero trust. Zero safety. One big-ass bomb. One more mission. There's no one else to get it done. Fight this. Walk the walk. Travel the space. Stare down the ghosts. Show them how it's done.
Be a big girl. Stay alive.
Don't look back. Don't blink. Don't die.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Poddity.
An actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Poddity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to see traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar, the cataclysmically reckless, from the former Arajanon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I going to function?
Space Poddity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.